Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the names Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhyi and also Al-Mumit, as explained in the last session. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of life, and thereafter Allah also gives death. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of life and also death, then ultimately he is also Al-Hay. And Al-Hay means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive. Allah is alive. Al-Hay means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternally living. Eternally living. Self-existing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not depend on anyone. Self-existing. There is no beginning and there is no ending with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is eternally living. So this is something very, very important for us to understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hay. If He is the one who is the one who gives life to everything in His creation, then He has to be Al-Hay. He has to be Al-Hay, the one who is ever living, the one who is ever living. If you look at other scriptures, for an example, if you look at the Psalms, verse 78, 65, I was looking at it today. Ajib, it says that the God, the Lord awoke, just like how a man wakes up from the stupor of wine, from the stupor of wine. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So you find that in some of the scriptures, like in Psalms, verse 78, 65. If you have a look, that the Lord awoke like how a man wakes up after drinking alcohol from the stupor of wine. Now, in Islam, alhamdulillah, we have this clear understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is very important that we understand the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ul Husna, so that our aqaid, the beliefs, are strong also. We have a clear foundation in understanding the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in recognizing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah is the living one. Allah is ever living. There is no beginning, there is no ending with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Self-existing. He is not dependent on anyone. So if you look at other religions in this world, for example Christianity, then they even say that Aliyazu billah, Jesus is the Son of God, but also a part of God. But how can He be the Son of God and how can He be God when He has a beginning? When He has a beginning. He has a beginning. He is created. He was in the womb of His mother, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. So this is all from Shaitan, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful religion. And we should remain firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, La Ta'khudhuhu Sina Wala Nawm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get tired like how we human beings get tired. Fatigue, you know, you get tired. Banu Israel, they came to Musa alayhi salam and they asked him that, Hazrat, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go to sleep? Banu Israel question Musa alayhi salam that, Hazrat, does Allah go to sleep? Musa alayhi salam raised his hands and he said, Bari ta'ala, Banu Israel are asking me this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, Musa, do me one favor, get two jugs of water. Get two jugs of water and put it on your head and keep it on your head. Keep it on your head. Until when? But just keep it on your head. Musa alayhi salam took two jugs of water and he put it on the head. After many, many hours, late in the night, of course, holding the jug of water like this, two jugs, he got tired. And then all of a sudden, the two jugs came down. Because he was tired, he fell asleep. He felt asleep. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, I have given you my answer. I have given you my answer. You as human beings can't take responsibility of one or two jugs of water and you get tired and you fall asleep. These are your deficiencies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus, most pure. This idea of sleeping is in this creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So there is no such thing as sleep. Everything is in the control of that Zat who is Al-Hayy, the one who is eternally living. The one who is eternally living. Very important for us to understand. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy, Al-Hayy, He is Al-Hayy and He has also given us this quality of Hayy. That means we are also alive. And human beings, we are alive at two levels. We are alive at two levels. One is the lower level. The lower level. Our hayat at the lower level is our earthly life. Our life in this dunya. That we are alive. We are alive. And then thereafter there is the second level which is living and hayat that Allah gives in the hereafter. Hayat that Allah gives in the hereafter. Now this first level of hayat, this is incomplete, not perfect at all. Why? Because it comes to an end. No matter what. Imagine if somebody says to you, I will give you all the comfort in this world for 10 years, but then after 10 years I will take it away because death will come. So it's not perfect. It is not a perfect hayat. And when a person goes out searching for this hayat, for this living, then he is only gripping death. Then he is only gripping death. If his entire venture of this dunya is only for dunya, then he is getting closer to death. Because that is the end. And in this dunya, it is incomplete. Why? Because there is pain, trauma, difficulty. Every kind of difficulty comes upon a person. Even if you are happy for 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, you might think of something in your mind that is disturbing. You are thinking of something in your mind that is disturbing. Even then you are not happy. And then this hayat is also very, very weak. Why? Because as you age, Allah is making you weak and weak and weak and weak. A person is becoming more and more weak. When you are young, you can run, you are tough, you have that energy. But as you age, then there is pain, aches. Now you need a stick to walk. Now you walk down the stairs slowly, carefully. Now you can't play football. You can't run, you can't do this. Why? Because you don't have the power no more. So insan is becoming weak. Insan is becoming weak. So this hayat is a very different hayat. It is incomplete. Allah is al-hay. That is why people don't like old age. People don't like old age. Why? Because they know that when old age comes, then death is after old age. Then death is after old age. But for a man who is a man of taqwa, he has no issue with old age. He will want to age gracefully because he knows it is only after death I can meet my Allah and make an entry into Jannah. So a man who is of taqwa, for him old age is not a problem. Old age is not an issue. Subhanallah. He is waiting because this is the only passage. This is the only way for me to get into Jannah. I have to go through this. There is no choice. So this is beautifully explained in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. This worldly life is nothing but a distraction and an amusement area. It is an amusement zone. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and the house of the hereafter, that is hayawan. Hayawan in the Arabic language means the most perfect life. The most perfect life is the life in the hereafter. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Only if you would understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this explanation. Now why is it that the hereafter is the most perfect way of living? Number one, in the hereafter, there is no ending. There is no ending. Remember in the last session we spoke that death will be slaughtered towards the boundaries of Jannah and Jahannam. So there, when a person enters into Jannah, there is no end to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him young and energetic. Scholars say that he will be, ikhtilaf of riwayat, but some scholars say that 33 years, that age will be given to him. 33 years. And he will be in Jannah. Strong all the time. There is no end to it. In fact, when a person is a man of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the glad tidings in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who say that our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they are firm upon this deen. They are strong upon the deen. They love Allah and His Rasul. They are regular in their salah. They do as they are told. They are obedient. Then at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down an army of angels. An army of angels come down. All the people are in the room. The family members are there. The wife is there. And he is in his last phase. But then the angels also come. Not one, not two. Only Allah knows. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. A group of angels come down. And then they get close to the ears. And then they whisper in the ears. Like how the father gives azan in the ears of the child when the child is born. The malaika give him the basharat. And they say to him, this living is now going to end. This living, this hayat is going to end. Now as Allah promised, Allah will give you another living, hayat. And that hayat is how? Allah takhafu wala tahzanu. There is no fear for you and there is no grief for you. No fear, no pain, no grief for you. Wa abshiru, and take the basharat, glad tidings. Bil jannah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you straight into Jannah. Bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, that you were promised of this jannah. And so this dunya, this living is very different. When a person is after this living, then he will ultimately only get to death. He will only get close to death. But that living is the best living. That is why Allah is saying, Lahiyal Hayawan, be intelligent people. That is the most perfect living. Most perfect living. In this dunya you get bored. In this dunya you get bored. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ashabal jannatil yawm fi shughulin faqihun. In Jannah, a person will never ever get bored. And it is said that, subhanallah, he at all times, every second will be only in his enjoyment. He will only be in his enjoyment. Now in this dunya, a person can only do one thing at a time. If I am sitting here in front of you, I am sitting in front of you, I am talking. If I am doing the talking, I can't be doing the eating. Or I can't be doing any other activity. But in Jannah, Allah will give the people the power of perhaps what we would call multi-dimensional skills. That Allah will give that individual such enjoyment that at one moment, Allah will give him the ability to do many activities in that one moment. In that one moment, he will be in many places. He will be in many places and he will be engaged in many, many activities. Many activities. Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? In one moment, say at 9 o'clock p.m., by 9 o'clock p.m., a person in one moment, mashallah, he will be doing many activities. And he can be at many, many places. So in Jannat, a person will never, ever get bored. He will never, ever get bored. Subhanallah al-Azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening for us this beautiful life of the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this living is very different to the living of the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hayy. He is the one who is eternally living. And ulama say, let us understand this hayat that Allah has given us. It is in this hayat that we work for the hereafter. But reality is that that is the real living for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So this is the name al-hayy. And al-qayyum, al-qayyum comes from the Arabic word qama. Comes from the Arabic word qama. Qama means to stand. So in this world, nothing can stand on its own by itself. We are standing, alhamdulillah, Allah has made this earth a foundation, a surface for us that we can stand. And even then, when you age, you'll need support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-qayyum. He is the one who is in full control, making sure that everything can stand. Everything can stand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. You know, look at the stars, look at the moon, look at the sun. Do you see a pillar that is there? Do you see any kind of pillar? Something that is holding the sun. Something that is holding the earth. Something that is holding the stars, the planets, do you see? Who is the one who is al-qayyum? See, we can be qaim, we can be standing, but we can't be qayyum. We can't be qayyum. That is why it is wrong for somebody just to be named as qayyum. It is wrong, you can't call somebody qayyum. He can only be Abdul Qayyum. He can only be Abdul Qayyum. Because Qayyum is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives the power for everything to be in its place. And for it to function. For it to stand in that position. The trees, the mountains, everything that you see. Now my respected brothers, these two names are very, very important. Please, from the many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all names are very blessed, no doubt. But ulama have mentioned Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the virtue of it, which is in the hadith. Ulama have mentioned that Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum is Ism-e-Azam. It is Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam means that الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, that when you take these names and when you ask Allah with the name Ya Hayy and Ya Qayyum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept your dua. So inshallah, what I have with me very quickly, I have written down some ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we understand the importance of combining these two names and how these two names should be combined. So alhamdulillah, when we make dua, Allah will accept our dua. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator of this hadith. And he says that whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in any kind of difficulty, his tasbih was, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Everyone should memorize this. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. This was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any difficulty that came. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an says that during the battle of Badr, when Sahaba were only 313, things were difficult at that time. The first battle in Islam. Hazrat Ali says, I wanted to go and see what was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. So he went to the tent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw Hazrat Ali saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sajda, and in sajda he was doing this tasbih, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. It means that if you want Allah to assist you, if there is something that is not going your way, then in sajda do this tasbih, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, and make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with that. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to me, Ubay, tell me, which is the greatest ayat of the Quran? And he said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again asked, he said, Allah and His Rasul know best. For the third time, and then fourth time, Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab said, perhaps Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is demanding an answer from me. So he said, the greatest ayat of the Quran is, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Again, you see in this name, in this ayat, the name is al-hayyu al-qayyum. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was touching him on the chest and said, liyahnika al-ilm, ya abal munzir, liyahnika al-ilm. Abal munzir, O Ubay bin Ka'ab, Mubarak of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And this dua, if you remember that in the beginning I had also given you a photocopy of this dua which I'm going to read. This dua, very important. A lot of people say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept my dua. Allah will accept my dua if we stop being lazy. If we stop being lazy. And we take these supplications seriously. We take these supplications seriously. These dua that we receive come from a chain of great, great scholars, narrators. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an says, we came in the masjid with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a man was praying salah, and in his salah he was also making dua, and these are the words, Allahumma inni yas'aluka بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت المنان بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم. بس رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said to صحابة كرام أجمعين, the dua that he is reading is Isme Azam. If you say these words and make any dua, Allah will accept all your duas. Imagine how powerful is this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna lakal hamd لا إله إلا أنت المنان بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم. And if you remember this dua, inshallah, make dua with these words, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala an says that if you do astaghfar with these words 3 times in a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins and pardon your sins, even if it means that you fled from the battlefield, even if you ran away from jihad. Even if you ran away from jihad, even then Allah will forgive you. It is gunahe kabira for a mujahid to show his back in the battlefield. And so this astaghfar is again very easy. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Everyone from our scholars, our mashaykh, you will see that this is their awrad. All the time they read these dua. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. I am actually reading it with the narration and the narrator and the fazilat so that we understand the authenticity of this hadith. And this hadith is in Abu Dawud. Even the hadith which I read of Hazrat Anas, that is also in Abu Dawud. Another hadith, same hadith, the tasbih. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if your sins are equivalent to the leaves on the trees, equivalent to the leaves, and if your sins are equivalent to the bubbles in the ocean, or of the granules in the desert sand, even then Allah will forgive all of your guna. Just by reading Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Brothers, get into the habit of reading this 3 times at least in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Can you read together? Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And then Hazrat Anas bin Malik said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a special wazifa to his daughter. Now when a father gives something to the daughter, that is very special dua. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam gave this wazifa to Bibi Fatima. This is in the Hakim of Mustadrak. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Bibi Fatima, O Fatima, make sure, take this wazifa and nasiha from me, and make sure you pray this evening and morning. Evening and morning. And the wazifa is quite the same. Ya hayyu ya kayyum bi rahmatika astaghis aslih li shani kullahu wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn. Aslih li shani kullahu wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi says that if a person reads this wazifa between the Fajr Sunnah and Fajr Farz Namaz 40 times, between his Sunnah and his Farz Namaz, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum La Ilaha Illa Anta Bi Rahmatika Astaghith 40 times in the morning, then his heart will remain alive upon Hidayat and Noor all the time. His heart will never die. His heart will remain upon Hidayat and Noor all the time. Imam Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayha said this, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum La Ilaha Illa Anta Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Inshallah, if Allah wills, we will do a photocopy of this so that brothers can also benefit. But in the beginning, I'm sure we did give this dua, which is of Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an ismi azam. And so brothers understand that even if you can't remember, make sure in your dua you include Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. What is it? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And in sajda say Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. If you have any pressure, any takleef, put your head down on the ground. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And then after that make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thori der ke liye muraqaba kar le. Inshallah, if you close your eyes and concentrate that the heart is doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We open this heart for everything of this dunya. Let us open this heart for Allah for a few minutes. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.